الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام والله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us oh the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله Start your day with the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal for all praises belong to Almighty Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala He is undoubtedly our sustainer, our provider, cherisher and He is the nourisher, the owner of the day of judgment the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists We send peace and blessings upon His most exalted and celebrated Prophet, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and his Mubarak and blessed noble companions, Alayhi Muridwan. Marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum, dear viewers of Madani channel. Yes, we have started our day with the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, with the praises of Almighty Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Thereafter, we say, Marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to the viewers of Madani channel. So please stay tuned with us from now till the end of today's episode and program. As per routine, we are going to be listening to the virtues of Durood-e Pak. Then we are going to listen to a naat. So stay tuned with us. Let's listen to the virtues and blessings of Durood-e Pak as the Prophet of Mercy, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, has mentioned. The person who recites Durood-e Pak 50 times upon me daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. Which devotee and ashik of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam does not desire to touch the Mubarak and blessed hands of our Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Every ashik Rasul desires that. For in another hadith he mentions, Adorn your gatherings by reciting durood upon me. Zayyinu majalisakum bis-salati alayya. Why should we do so? For he says, Fa inna salatakum alayya nurul lakum. For the durood which you recite upon me in the dunya will be nur and light for you. When? On the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. So dear viewers, The same durood which we recite in this world will serve as a lamp, will serve as a torch and light when you are crossing the bridge of Sirat, which is thinner than a strand of hair, sharper than a sword. It is pitch black and it is placed on the bridge of the hell, on the back of the hell. Every human being will be made to cross this bridge of Sirat. Some of them will be crossing it like lightning, whilst others will be crossing this bridge of Sirat like a fast storm and wind, whilst others will be running fast as a camel runs, and others will be running fast as a horse runs. Others will be running on it with their legs, using their legs, whilst others will be walking on it. Others will be crawling on the bridge of Sirat. It's a journey of 5,000 years riding on a fast horse continuously, dear viewers. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that the durood which we recite upon him in the world will be noor and light for you to witness and see the bridge of Sirat. It will serve as a light for you. How fortunate are those people who have developed the habit, and how unfortunate are those who for weeks and months go by do not send any salams upon the most exalted creation of Allah azza wa jalla. So Let's, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, form this habit to do so. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless you in this world as well as in the hereafter. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله. For now we are going to listen to a naat, naati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Shukriya ka sultan madine wale mujh saasi bhi hai mehman madine wale mujh kameene ko madine mein bulaya tumne احسان پہ احسان مدینے والے میں مدینے میں ہوں 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 ہے یہ فضل خدا میں مدینے میں ہوں ہے یہ فضل خدا میں مدینے میں ہوں ہے اسی کی عطا میں مدینے میں ہوں ہے اسی کی عطا میں مدینے میں ہوں یا رسول خدا میں مدینے میں ہوں تم نے بلوا لیا میں مدینے جانتے ہو میں کیوں آیا طیبہ میں ہوں جانتے ہو میں کیوں آیا طیبہ میں ہوں ہے یہاں مصطفیٰ میں مدینے میں ہوں ہے یہاں مصطفیٰ میں مدینے میں ہوں مدینہ تیری ساتھ گئے قافلہ میں مدینے میں ہوں ہے یہ رحمت تیری اور عنایت تیری ساتھ گئے قافلہ میں مدینے میں ہوں اپنے مہمان کو غم مدینے کا دو اپنے مہمان کو غم مدینے کا دو سرور انبیاء میں مدینے میں ہوں سرور انبیاء میں مدینے میں ہوں مدینہ مجھ پہ احسان ہو پورا ارمان ہو آپ کی دید کا میں مدینے میں ہوں مجھ پہ احسان ہو پورا ارمان ہو آپ کی دید کا میں مدینے میں ہوں جلوائے یار کا ان کی دیدار کا جلوائے یار کا ان کے دیدار کا مولا شربت پیلا میں مدینے میں ہوں مولا شربت پیلا میں مدینے میں ہوں مدینہ میرا جگہ میں یہاں گیا ہے میری میرا جگہ میں یہاں گیا میں مدینے میں ہوں موت قدموں میں دو اپنے عطار کو موت قدموں میں دو اپنے عطار کو ہو کرم سربرا میں مدینے میں ہوں ہو کرم سربرا میں مدینے میں ہوں 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 میں مدینے
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. اوکے دیٹ واز ریئلی بیوٹیفل ماشاء اللہ. آئی ریئلی انجوائڈ دس نعت رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بائی اور نعت خان آف دعوت اسلامی. مے اللہ عز و جل ایکسٹینڈ him in his knowledge and his recitation, may sweeten his voice, and may the ishq and love of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam grow in our hearts. Alhamdulillah. Let's start it with our discussion, dear viewers of Madini channel. The question that was asked to His Eminence Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah is that, is there any cure in rain water? Now we all know that rain water is also very beneficial. According to some ahadith, it is known as a rain of mercy, and rain is known to be the mercy from Allah Azza wa Jal as well. It can be very forceful, but rinjim barish, which is known as drizzle, is a very nice sign and a very good sign. However, the questioner was asking, is there any cure in rainwater? The answer was given, yes. Rainwater has remedical properties. It is stated in a book, Call to Righteousness is the name of this book. It has been stated there that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, when any one of you seek cure, when you seek cure and shifa for your illnesses, write any verse of the Holy Quran Pak on a plate. On a plate, ceramic plate or any plate, you can write any verse of the Holy Quran Pak and wash it with the rain water. Then take a dirham from your wife's mahr. With her permission, of course you got to seek permission, it's her property after you have paid mahar to marry her. If she still got that mahar, you can take some money from there with her ijaza and permission and buy honey with it and drink it. You drink the honey from the money that's used to purchase that honey. That money needs to be the mahar money, and when you do so, it will have cure and shifa for you. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And when you drink that, for verily it is a cure, says Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar. So the first thing here is that you cannot be forceful with the mahar, with her ijaza. You can take it without her permission. You are not allowed to touch the mahar. It's her haq and rights. And if she grants ijaza and permission for money to be used from it, purchases honey. And who is saying this? Mawlai Kainat, Hazrat Sayyidina Ali, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. The reference for this is in a book called Call to Righteousness, which is also on the website of Da'awat Islami. Subhanallah. Furthermore, dear viewers of Madini channel, a doctor has once said that he has given rainwater and honey to many of his patients to treat various illnesses, and he says he finds it to be more effective than any other remedies. Allahu Akbar. And who is saying this? A medical field doctor. He says that he gives this remedy to a lot of his patients and they come back sorted and cured. Allahu Akbar. So dear viewers of Madini channel, we learn these things here from the books of Ahadith, and these remedies are there, but since due to the lack of knowledge or not researching and finding them, we don't know. But if it's available on hand and if you can do this, then why not? You should try it, inshallah. Let's move on to the next question. As a question was asked, we see at night that a star falls and then disappears. Tell us about the shooting star, what it is. The answer, Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat Dama Durakatum Al-Aliya had given is when Shaitan attempts to go up to the doors of the skies, when he intends to go upwards towards the entrances of the skies, Allahu Akbar, then the angels, or rather then Shaitan is attacked with stars. Shaitan is attacked with stars when he intends to go upwards. Now this is the Qudrat of Allah Azza wa Jalla, which is beyond our estimation, our imagination. When the smallest star is known to be 8 times larger than the earth. The smallest star is known to be 8 times larger than the earth. Aap zara soche phir, how Allah Azza wa Jalla has created this nizam, this system, Allahu Akbar, that despite a star being, you know, thrown at shaitans that intend to go upwards, it doesn't affect the earth. It doesn't affect the earth at all. Allahu Akbar. This is the Qudrat and the power of Allah Azza wa Jal. Another questioner had asked, sometimes parents become angry for no reason, even though we are not at fault, causing us to become angry too. What should one do in such cases? Allahu Akbar. A very concerned child perhaps may have asked this question. So sometimes parents do become angry for no reason. The child says for no reason. Okay? He finds this to be for no reason. Even though we are not at fault, but the parents got angry. So that child strictly and strongly, positively believes he is not at fault, but the parents will accuse and will shout without investigating the matter and would vent at their child. So the child then says, we become angry too. We also get anger because we are not at fault and we are getting shouting for something. What should we do in such cases? The answer given is that you should keep a counter. Amir al-Sunnah first gives a remedy. He says, firstly, try and keep a counter with you. The moment this ever happens, start reciting durood and salams and send salutations upon the most exalted creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, Rasulul Kareem, Raufur Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you send durood upon him, automatically your anger will suppress. It will go down. You will program and condition yourself by reciting durood e paak. And then he says, by venting at your parents, you will only regret the situation. So be patient and adopt kufle madina. Kufle madina is not backchatting, not arguing, sealing your mouth, putting the lock of Madinatul Munawwara upon your mouth for not saying anything haram and wrong rather. Once your parents are calm, find an appropriate time, speak to them very gently and explain yourself. And if you cannot do this, that you cannot calm yourself down and you are still, you know, angry and upset and disappointed as to what happened, then don't go close to them, because then if they say something, you will retaliate and you will hurt them furthermore. So separation there is quite better, though this should not happen, and Shaitan will take full advantage of the situation, making you even more upset. So if you feel that they will start shouting again, if you're going to go back to seek forgiveness and explain the situation, if you explain the matter, then remain silent rather. Just remain silent. Parents should also refrain from scolding their children. This advice Amir al-Sunnat had given as well, that parents should refrain from shouting their children without any need. As kids will grow rebellious like this, yes, they will become deet, they will become irritable, they will become very children that will be very short-tempered. And these things have been found during counseling children at times, that my mother always shouts at me, or always I'm beaten by my father, I'm always thrown from pillar to post, no importance is given to me, my mashwaras aren't asked or taken, you know, I've got other brothers, they are given more love than I am given love. These things are the things that will spoil your child. Never let this happen. Allahu Akbar. So for no reason, without any maqsad and reason, parents should not shout their children. When you speak to them, don't be vulgar in your words. Galiyon ka istemal na kare, bure alfazon ka istemal na kare, khas karke bacche, those who are children, they are your parents. Even if they hit you and beat you and shouted at you, the order of the Quran is wabil walidaini ihsana, we should be kind and affectionate towards our parents. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرُ أَحْدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Allah Azza wa Jalla has warned us in the Holy Quran Pak and has guided us that if both have reached old age, or if one of them have reached old age, كِلَاهُمَا, or if both reach old age, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا, in your presence, if both reach old age, or either one of them had seen old age, and when they reach old age, naturally they become much more naggy. It's natural, like you were a child once upon a time, you become like a baby, and sometimes even more difficult than that. You can't take noise, you can't take a lot of sounds, you want to be secluded, you want to be kept alone, your food needs to be given on time. There are a lot of matters, you know, that concern elderly people. People have reached that age of your 60s, 70s and 80s. You're not strong as before, the bones are gone weaker, listening ability is no more as before, seeing ability, speaking ability, eating, diet, all of these things change. So children out there should understand the maqam of parents first as well. Amir al-Sunnah then says, Subhanallah, parents at the same time, ki bachche pehle apne aap ko in cheezon ko jaan le ki humne kis tarah se adab karna hai. Doosri taraf pe, on the other hand, parents should also recognize and understand that if I don't want my child to be a angry child, a rebellious child, then I also need to speak to my child in a very pleasant and good manner. This is extremely important, dear viewers of Madani Channel. So the next thing is that when this will happen, whereas parents don't speak to them calmly, then this leads a lot of hardships to the parents in the future, because those same children that you shout today, that you beat and hit today, they will become aggressive as they grow. They will become irritable, angry children, children who would never listen. Their marriage life will also be affected. Their children will also be affected with the same thing, because they will treat their children in the same manner, maybe, possibly. So please give your children the best of treatments as far as you can by giving them knowledge of Islam, Islamic knowledge, by guiding them, keeping them together and protected, keeping all of the children united together. So parents and children should refrain from being unfair to each other. Children have rights, parents also have rights. It's important for the parents to know the rights of the children, and important over the children to know the rights of their parents. Both have maqam and statuses, but the maqam of parents is far beyond our imagination. Hum soch bhi nahi sakte hain. Aap itna samajh lein ki ek sahabi sarkar ke bargah mein jaate hain sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I desire to participate in a battle for the protection of Islam. I want to attend a battle so that I could also, you know, protect and defend Islam from the enemies of Islam. The Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him that you are looking for Jannah, you are looking for paradise. Do you have a mother? He says, yes, I have a mother. The Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, then make serving your mother wajib and necessary upon yourself. Automatically you will attain paradise. Allahu Akbar. Make serving your mother, make it necessary upon yourself. Why? By doing so, you will attain Jannah, because maa ke qadmo ki niche hi to Jannat hai. Subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla enable us, may Allah Azza wa Jalla inspire us, may Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala grant us the ability and tawfiq to perform these actions, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Sayyidi ya Nabiyullah. Okay, the next question is a very interesting one, right? Ki aap ready hain? MashaAllah. Someone asked, having a mole on the hand, does this mean that you will become wealthy? Having a mole on your hand, does this mean that you will become wealthy? Kya wo koi sign hai isme ki paise achanak se aa jayenge ya phir hum bas ameer hi ban jayenge? So the answer given was, Amir al-Sunnah says, I see three moles on my hand. Hai hai, aap khud ishaad farma rahe ki I see three mole. A mole is something which is black, it is big. Kabhi chehre pe hota hai, kabhi badan ke digar bhi hisson pe hota hai, aza pe hote hain. So he says, I have three moles on my hand and I am not wealthy. Wallahu a'lam wa rasuluhu a'lam. عز وجل وصلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. So he says Allah and Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم knows best, but he says Mufti Faiz Ahmad Uwaisi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who was a great mufti and scholar and jurist, he says he has authored a book called Kala Til, Black Beauty Spot. And he says, I have read portions of that book. Allahu Akbar. He says, I have read parts of it. And he says, moles on the body can carry out some meaning which will be understood only after reading that book. Allahu Akbar. So I'm sure aap bhi apne mole ko dhoon rahe honge. Some have it on their faces, as I mentioned, on their hands, on their legs, on their chest, jahan pe bhi ho. So people assume this to be a lucky sign. People take this to be a good sign. So he says, if you want to know more about this, try and download this book called Kala Til. And the answers to where your moles are on your body and what meaning it has and what difference it makes in your life can be understood only after you read that book. It's difficult to explain. Subhanallah, subhanallah. But now not everything has a meaning. For a lot of people out, they become very superstitious. If the left eye is beating, it means as if something will go wrong. And if the right eye beats, it means something good is going to happen. If a black cat has passed you in the morning, it means today my day or my night is going to be very bad. If you've seen a blind man as the first person in the morning, people regard their day to be going for a waste and having a very miserable day because we saw a blind person. Some people are superstitious about numbers. Some are superstitious about colors. Whilst others are superstitious about animals. Some are superstitious about stars and sitaras and so on and so forth. And we are living in a superstitious world where people are so superstitious for everything. Allahu Akbar. You will find full rings on their hands. You will find full jewels on their hands. They are men. But this ring is from this country. This ring is from that mazar. This ring is from that place and from that wali's mazar and from that beautiful city. One is from Makkah, one is from Medina. The maker of Sharia, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had said, though we have got the ring from Madinatul Munawwara for blessings for my business in my shop, it has a ta'weez in it. The other ring I got from Makkatul Mukarrama. But the person, the Nabi who had made the Sharia, is telling you that leave the nisbat of Medina and Makkah. You are only allowed to use a single ring as a man, and that too, that ring will have to be in according to the Sharia with regards to the stone, the weight, the gold and the silver, so on and so forth. Did we get our rings, our jewels checked out by a proper mufti to see whether it's correct or incorrect? So we're using it for the sake of nisbat and connection. We are using it out of devotion and love because this ring is bought from that beautiful city. But the one who resides in that city, for whose sake we are using that ring for the sake of nisbat, has said, don't use two rings. The topic will divert, but it's more or less the same thing, dear viewers of Madini Channel, that we are living in a very superstitious world. Some people are superstitious for time, date, weeks, months. Some are superstitious about months, like the month of Safar. It's a month of ordeal, it's a month of calamity, it's a month of problems. In this month, one mustn't travel, one mustn't open a business, one shouldn't do this, one shouldn't have children. And if you do, then you are so unlucky and so fortunate. So part of the question, dear viewers of Madini Channel, with regards to the mole and beauty spots on your bodies as well, some things do have meaning, some don't have meaning. For something which Islam has not accommodated, do not force the matter and investigate the matter and try and make a meaning of something which has no place and no meaning in Islam. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the ability to understand these matters, and may we go out, strive to seek the knowledge of Islam, inshallah. Azza wa Jalla, please download this book from the website called Superstitious, from the website of Da'awat Islami, and read this book, inshallah. You will surely enjoy it. Let's move on, dear viewers. A person asked a question. If someone forgot to pray Salah but remembered later, what should he do? The answer is, if a person totally forgot to pray his salah, to perform, to read his namaz, then its expiation is to make wudu and offer the salah immediately after he remembers. Right? So immediately after remembering it, if it's not a prohibited time, providing that the time that he remembered is still the namaz time, so instantly, immediately he must read his namaz. He will not be sinful for doing that. Providing that the time is not makruh. For in makruh time, a time which is disliked for that salah, or the time with regards to the sunset and sunrise, give importance to salah. Your namaz will go towards the heavens, towards the doors of acknowledgement, wrapped in a clean cloth. It will be taken to the doors of acceptance, and your salah will intercede for you in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. But if it was a hit and run job, whereas in your qiyam, in your ruku, in your sajda, in your qawma, in your salam, the mind was wandering and loafing here and there, the mind was busy, the heart wasn't present in salah, one was yawning, one was thinking of business, one was thinking of family, it was just up and down, hit the ground and run. If that was the situation, from the wudu which wasn't done correctly, the salahs wasn't done perfectly and correctly with perfection, then dear viewers of Madani channel, if it's void from all of that, how can such a salah ever intercede for a person whose mind wasn't present there? So give a lot of importance to your salah. It is your namaz which will take you to Jannah. Your salah is the first question that you will be asked on the day of judgment about your salah. How did you protect your namaz? How unfortunate it is that azan has went, jamaat is in procession, and we could have got that 27th thawab and reward, and we let it go simply because of not being present, dear viewers. Think for a moment how Allah has given you the easy means to earn reward and thawab, and how easily we just lose them because of dunya, because of worldly affairs. So dear viewers of Madani channel, if you remember missing salah, instantly read it. If it's not any makruh time, any forbidden time, there will be no sin if you have remembered in its correct time. However, if time has passed, one will have to make qadha, and there are different masail. If he is sahib-e-tarteeb, the mas'ala will change. Sahib-e-tarteeb is that person who has not missed any salah in his life, and if he has missed any salah, he has made the qadha for it. Allahu Akbar. May Allah make us sahib-e-tarteeb. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us such people that never missed any salah in our lives. May we become so emotional and so considerate about our namaz. Your namaz is your everything, dear viewers. Just like how we protect our wealth so safe in the banks, we keep on checking on our wealth that everything is safe and sound. Likewise, keep checking on your salah. Please keep on progressing on your salah, prospering in your namaz. You cannot read namaz like you used to use 10 years ago. Read 10 years back. You need to progress in your khushu and khudu. You need to become more humble in your salah. You need to feel more closer to Allah Azza wa Jalla. You're supposed to know the meanings of the surahs that you read in salah, so that your mind could be even more focused in namaz. All of this can only happen if you give time for salah, dear viewers of Madani channel. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the tawfiq to read our 5 daily salah ba jama'at. We are commanded to not read salah alone. We are commanded to establish salah. One can only establish salah is when he goes to the masjid and establishes salah together with the imam. Otherwise, reading salah individually means to read salah and not to establish salah, right? So focus and think that if the masjid is around the house, how could you dare to read namaz in your house without even feeling the guilt of going to the masjid? This is the guilt feeling that must come to the heart when the remorse and regret will be there for missing jama'at, though according to Sharia, you were supposed to go there because the masjid was within the limitation which Sharia has given to you. The masjid was on a stone throw away, like round the corner. And despite not having any illness and sickness, we still have the habit of lazily performing our salah, even not in a fixed time, according to our own time. Azan will be going, the TVs are on, movies are watched, series are continued, children are screaming, making noise, people are eating, drinking, and disrespect to the Azan. It's a benefit of being close to the masjid. It becomes a disadvantage when we don't know how to respect the Azan. And the outcome of not listening to the Azan attentively and even replying to the Azan, then comes namaz. So one needs to prepare. It's actually an art. It is some sort of work that you need to know that you are going to be doing when Azan goes. All right. You're going to program yourself and leave everything you're going. Disconnect yourself from your computers, from your cell phones, from your laptops, from your business, from your work. Disconnect yourself from dunya and divert yourself to the Malik and Khalik and the creator of the dunya. For it is your appointment with him. If it was an appointment with your boss, if it was an appointment with the owner of a company where you are looking for a job, Allahu Akbar. If he has called you 12 o'clock, you'll be there 1 hour earlier. You'll be restless the entire night. We have 5 appointments with our Malik and Khalik, with our Creator. And for every appointment we are late, some appointments we even miss. And then we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla for forgiveness. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to make our lives better. Or maybe we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla, what mistake have I done to face this? Because I give my charity, I give my zakat on time. Is our salah correct? Is our namaz correct? We feel it's correct. Did any mufti sahab tell you it's correct? After you checking your salah and your ibadat and your masail of salah with him. So this is my earnest appeal to the viewers of Madini channel. Let's pay attention to this, mashallah. It was a small question, but a very large answer, right? A very huge answer. Dear viewers of Madini channel, we will now break for a Madini pool and Madini pearls, inshallah. Words of wisdom, some nice things to learn, inshallah. When we do return, we have another question that was asked to Amiri Ahle Sunnat with regards to goats. And it is something that you have to listen with regards to goat and wealth. Money increases, money decreases. It saves a person from destitution. Is it true that it is a sunnah to keep goats? And what is the wisdom behind keeping goats? It is so nice question. Inshallah, the answer to this we would only learn after we come back listening to this Madani pool. Stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Kaniz Fatima, good girl. Kaniz Fatima, everyone loves her. She is truthful. She says the wrong and enjoys the right. Everyone loves her. She is truthful. She says the wrong and enjoys the right.
My homework is done.
Yeah, me too. I've also finished all my homework.
Allah, I'm totally knackered.
There was loads of homework. What happened?
Nothing. We have completed our homework.
What should we do now?
Come on, let's play.
What should we play?
Let's get up and just swing non-stop.
No, I don't want to play that.
Hide and seek? What should we play then?
What should we play? Idea!
Hide and seek with eyes covered. What kind of game is that?
What? You don't know how to play this game. In this game, you cover your eyes and catch the other people.
What kind of game is this? I don't get it. How are we going to catch each other when we can't even see anything?
Don't worry, we can still catch each other. It is very easy. Come on, let me show you how to play.
Take this and tie it around my eyes. Okay.
Now spin me around so that I cannot guess that who is standing in front of me.
This way, she will never be able to catch me. Oh no, she's going outside the room. Huh? Raika, stop! Raika, stop that!
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Yay, I caught you.
Raika!
Sis, it's you?
Raika, is this any place to play? If I didn't come, you could have also fallen down and hurt yourself. Oh, Raika. Sister, can you stop and I just saved you? Otherwise, you would have fallen down. Raika, everywhere is not a play area. If you guys want to play, then go in the garden outside and play over there. And you should avoid playing any such games in which there is a risk of getting injured.
I'm sorry, sis. I made a mistake.
If you guys want to carry on playing, then play in the garden outside. And please, don't play this game anymore. I told you, didn't I? You've been told off.
Yes, I was. Wait, let me get some water.
Get some for me as well, please.
If you're feeling thirsty, then come with me. I'm not getting any water for you.
Raika, giving water to others is a great act of reward. The final messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, has said, when your sins become excessive, then feed water abundantly. Your sins will be wiped out in such a way, like leaves fall off a tree due to fast blowing wind.
Inshallah, sister, from now on, I'll never say no to bring water for anyone. I'll get some right away. There you go, Reba.
Jazakallah, Raika.
Hold on.
Oh no. What happened, Raika?
Reba, don't you know the sunnahs and manners of drinking water?
Yes, I do know.
Then what is this? If you know something but still don't act upon it, it's very, very bad. Okay then, quickly tell me, what exactly do you know?
We should always drink water with our right hand.
We should recite Bismillah before drinking it.
We should drink it sitting down and in the light.
We should look in the water and drink it in three sips.
And after drinking water, we should say Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
This is the correct method of drinking water.
Jazakallah, Raika. You reminded me of them. Raika, what do you say? Should we also use this lawnmower?
Let's use it. It'll be fun. Let me have a go first.
No, it's my turn first.
No, I'm going to have the first turn. I held it first before you.
But how is it going to stop?
I don't know.
I found the start button.
Press it then. I'm holding it very tightly. What is going on? What is this? It is spinning like a spinning wheel. Arriba, stop the lawnmower. My hands are flipping.
You wanted that yourself. Have fun and enjoy your ride now.
Watch out. Help me.
Turn off the main switch. Raika, don't let go of your hands.
Sister, quickly. My hands are slipping. Please be quick.
Hurry up, Dad. Be quick. Raika, you don't seem okay.
Allahu Akbar, sis. What's happening? Why is everything spinning around? Arriba? Sis, what happened to Arriba?
Raika, what happened to you? Are you okay?
Sister, why is everything spinning around? Allahu Akbar, is there an earthquake? Sister, there's an earthquake! Please save me, sis! Please save me!
Nothing will happen to you, Raika. Don't worry at all. Just relax and sit down here. Everything will be fine. Just wait, I'll go and get some water for you. Are you better now?
Now I'm feeling better.
You crossed all the limits this time. Allah forbid, what if something happened to you or you got hurt? Don't you remember? Brother Bubbler was naughty in the episode where he got to the hospital and he ended up breaking his leg. Allah forbid, what if you or Arriba fell down and fractured yourself? Young children should be careful and make sure that they don't touch electronic appliances in their home. Fridge, AC, iron. Young children should stay away from these. You see, Raika, you could have also got hurt. Thanks to Allah Almighty that He saved you and you didn't get hurt. Alhamdulillah. Look at this. The poor and messy state of the garden is because of you. The whole garden is messed up. It takes months and months to make a garden, lush green and full of beautiful plants and flowers. And you destroyed the hard work of so many months in just a few minutes.
I didn't do all this on purpose. You can even ask Arriba.
Where is Arriba?
I'm over here. Come outside.
No, first tell me where is the lawnmower. Nothing will happen to you. Just come out.
Raika, what happened? What was wrong with you?
Arriba, what were you doing behind the grass?
Sis, to save myself from the lawnmower, I was hiding behind the grass.
Arriba, all these plants and greenery are very important for us. We should make sure that we take care of them in the same way that we take care of ourselves. For the healthy life of us human beings, Trees and plants are very important and play a vital role. They give us oxygen to breathe. Moreover, looking at the greenery is very beneficial for our eyes. They save the environment from pollution, meaning that they keep the air clean. And they are also a creation of Allah Almighty and living beings. Our Nova elders also like it very much to plant trees. To the extent that you can also plant trees to convey reward to other people. We should also plant trees to convey reward to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, all the companions, Hassanana Kariman, Sayyida Fatima Tuzzara radiallahu anhum, and all the believers. Because the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, he who planted a tree and then remained patient to protect and look after it to the extent that it started bearing fruit, then any fruit that is eaten from it, it is sadaqah in the sight of Allah on behalf of that person.
I'm really sorry, sister. All this happened because of me. I didn't do this on purpose.
It's okay, Raika. The good thing is that you admitted your mistake, and most importantly, you did not lie.
Jazakallah, sister.
Ameen. Inshallah, we will work hard together and clear up all the mess, and we'll make this garden even more beautiful than before.
Sure, certainly. Now I'll plant the plants with my own hands, and also will take very good care of them.
Inshallah, I will also fully help you in this.
Jazakallahu khairah. Dear children, we are to plant a tree and grow a tree. And let's make an intention today that we will play our role in making our surrounding and neighborhood neat, clean and green.
Kaniz Fatima, good girl. Kaniz good girl.
MashaAllah, this was Kaniz Fatima listening to her Madani Pools, and I hope that the kids out there have enjoyed this. Dear viewers, we have just like under a minute to terminate to come to the end of today's episode and program. As I started this question, it is a sunnah to have and pet a goat. The answer Amir Ahl Sunnah had given, yes. The answer given is yes. Goats used to stay in the court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Especially goats that produce milk, they used to always stay in the company of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to stay in the courtyard at the house of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in another hadith, it has been mentioned, according to one narration, a goat in a house closes 70 doors of dependency. Jiha, 70 darwaze muhtajgi ke band ho jate hain when you have a goat. Agar hum is bakre ko paal rahe hain, of course we look after them, we take care of them. So here he has mentioned, it is very beneficial to have a goat at home. Of course, home does not refer to the bedroom ki hum usko kamre ke andar sulaye, lekin ye ki adequately accommodate the animal. Give him a nice accommodation in your house, in your yard, somewhere in your property. So this is to accommodate the animal, and they were just like that in the court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. Alhamdulillah. We say shukran to all the viewers for watching Madani channel and for watching this program. Stay safe, be safe, do good work wherever you are, and seek the knowledge of Islam. Protect your salah, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Perform virtuous actions and make dua for the ummah at large. Until then, stay good, be good, do good, and wherever you are, remember, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah azza wa jal, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, 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 Allah